It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The 2014 Winter Olympics opened this Friday. While they're taking place a world away in Sochi, Russia, could they have an impact on local businesses? Here to answer that question is business contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's great to be here, Paul, and I think it's a good day to talk about the Winter Olympics, given what's going to be happening tonight and tomorrow. So we're going to go right into it, huh?
Right. We could set up our own little skating jump
ring,
right here,
yeah,
on the south side.
That would be great.
Well, Pittsburgh was bidding to host the Olympics, but I think it was the summer game.
Yes.
These are the winter version, and there are a lot of Pittsburgh athletes taking part in these games.
There really are. Few teams in the NHL will be able to boost sending more athletes to the 2004 Winter Olympics than the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's so exciting. We have 7 players from the team that will represent the Penguins once the games are underway. The head coach for the Penguins is making his first appearance in the Olympics as the head coach for the national team.
And the U.S. team.
Yeah, which is really exciting. And on the bobsled team, we have Lauren Williams from Beaver County. And I know that you all had talked to her. She was the world champ in the 100-meter dash in 2005. And then in the 2012 London Games, she won a gold as a relay team member. And what I think is really amazing here is she's really traded the heat of the track for the ice of the bobsled, and she's qualified for the U.S. women's bobsled team. So congratulations to her. That's a pretty major accomplishment. And then to take care of all of our athletes, we have a nurse from Allegheny General Hospital who's taken off for the Olympics to help provide general medical care. So Pittsburgh is getting involved.
And there are people that are going over there with trepidation, and some people who are avoiding Sochi altogether because of security concerns.
Yeah.
How does that impact things, including what you're really focused on, which is business?
Really business. Tour operators are saying that the Winter Olympics in Sochi will be the most sparsely attended by U.S. citizens in decades, which means airline sales, travel, all those things are down, certainly from here, because we would have so many supporters going over and watching the Pittsburgh Penguins. So it's really supposed to be a joyous celebration as we count down to the Olympics. And I think right now it's looking, you know, a little bit more, there's more trepidation. Some of the athletes are telling their families not to attend. On the other hand, Penguins managers, he's going to be heading out there, and he's probably won't include his family. I think he's looking at it, but other U.S. staff members are taking their families as well. And I think that there's a sense that once they get there, everything really will be fine. And I hope that that's true, Paul.
Let's talk about the protests connected to the Olympics. It has been well documented that Vladimir Putin has taken a staunchly anti-gay stance and has made it be known that he does not want to see any open demonstrations of support for gay rights at the Olympics. And generally, politicization is discouraged. But what is happening in Pittsburgh? Because there are many people who are not happy about what he is doing.
I think that's very true, Paul. And while we try to not take a lot of political things into account when we look at the Olympics, it's pretty hard to separate that from countries and their missions. So many of the leaders of foreign governments have condemned the law. There's Nobel Peace Prize winners who have also condemned it. There's been many parades in Moscow condemning this as well. But in Pittsburgh, students at Carnegie Mellon University are protesting against the large organizations that are sponsoring the Olympics. And CMU was really the first university that took this up and participated in this series of protests, and now it's happening across colleges throughout the country. So we're seeing those protests, and I think it really bodes to say that these students are involved and looking at this and really have issues with it, as they should.
And how are these protests affecting businesses affiliated with the Olympics?
Right,
are we
looking
at any boycotts here?
Well, and that's really a big issue. The students at CMU are protesting Coca-Cola's sponsorship of the Olympics, and they are saying things virtually like, don't let Coca-Cola sponsor hate. They say Coca-Cola shouldn't be a sponsor. Now, on the other hand, and I think because students have a lot of access and drink a lot of Coca-Cola and soda, that really impacts them directly. Also, we've seen over the past few weeks on the Coca-Cola and McDonald's websites a lot of Sochi-related social media condemning what's happening there. So I think that's going to really be an issue. We're also hearing that bars worldwide are boycotting Russian vodka due to the anti-gay laws. Now, that is a problem, don't you think, Paul?
It can be for some.
Yes, it can. I mean, Russia and vodka, it's a big issue. So, and the airlines will have less travelers, as tour operators are really saying that we're going to be cutting back. So that's really how it's impacting businesses. But there's some light around the corner.
And what are the predictions for television viewership, for advertising sales? Normally, Olympics in the Western Hemisphere, Vancouver, for example, 4 years ago, you had a relatively similar time zone. People could watch events in prime time. That's not going to happen this time.
That's right.
A lot
That's
of tape delayed stuff. So will the viewership still be up? And ultimately, that impacts advertising sales.
That's right. And I think because so many people will not be traveling, it's really going to be up. I think also with the political situation, there's going to be a lot of buzz and people are going to want to see what's going on. And last week when we talked about the Super Bowl, we talked about Pittsburgh being one of the most knowledgeable cities when it comes to sports and the level of dedication. So CNN Money came out with a study that said while less fans are going to be going there to the Olympics, there will be an increase in viewers at home. And as we're sending all of our – many of our Penguins, I think it's a great opportunity for there to be a lot of local advertising. NBC, as you probably know, paid $775 million for the rights to the games. So they really are looking at selling a lot of advertising, getting good rates for that, and I think that will – really come to fruition as number of people really will be watching and having home parties, bar parties, and everything else. So, and what's nice is although most of it's going to be covered on cable, NBC has also dedicated about 190 hours of programming to the broadcast network. So you will be able to see broadcast coverage with Bob Costas at night. And with a digital antenna, you are good to go.
And if you have cable, there's all the NBC networks that will be carrying this.
Absolutely.
MSNBC, the CBS, or the NBC Sports Channel.
Correct.
Not CBS this time.
Yes,
and
right.
Also, there's the online component,
right,
too.
There will be some streaming online, not through NBC, but there will be some streaming from other countries, the BBC, the CBC, and so there'll be some opportunities to stream that way. And I think really supporting and going out, buy all those T-shirts and those jackets and everything that you would have worn if you had gone and wear them with pride.
Rebecca Harris is our business contributor and director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, as always, great thanks.
It's a pleasure.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at wesa.fm or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.